Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Robert Pateri, who is one of the partners with Connects Partners and actually a close family friend of ours. Robert, for 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Robert, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Oh, thanks so much, Paul. It's just an honor to be on here with you, not just because you're a dear friend of mine, but because of the influence and the impact that you have on so many people. So just grateful to be able to share a little piece of my voice. Yes, I oversee the human capital practice with Connects Partners, and I'm also responsible for member onboarding. And what all of that means is we are a concierge to large employer groups that are a few hundred employees up to the Fortune 50, where we're dealing with the senior level most decision makers, CHROs, VPs of talent and development, total rewards, comp and ben, cross industry in these large HR departments. And then we also work with the solutions that serve them. So any kind of vendor solution that has a unique voice that needs to be heard, we give them a direct line of sight to these employers and bring them together at the right time. So there's a lot that goes underneath that with the members. You know, we're also doing think tanks and mastermind groups, workshops, podcasts, innovator groups, cohort groups. So, and we work on market positioning and messaging. So there's quite a bit we do as a consultancy. I think because of all the noise today, Paul, there's just so much. There's so much change happening. The number one thing on everybody's mind is artificial intelligence. And what does that look like in my organization? Am I going to bring someone in to help as a third party? Am I going to be doing things internally? How is this affecting the cultural transformation that's going on right now with five different generations that are all trying to commingle with different ideologies, different mindsets, so many distractions? For me, I think the most important thing that we have to do today is just authentically listen. Listen to others, because there's so many people that have such strong convictions. You know, they have convictions about what their perspective is, convictions on how they feel about cultural challenges, convictions about how they feel about AI. But when we get into a grouping of people, I think we really have to listen to find out what are the challenges that are really there, so that we can lend an empathetic ear, so that we can really learn, so that we can knowledge share together, because it's the concept of horsepower. We're better together, and it sort of bypasses the concept of the busyness too, because I know you've heard me say this before too. Busyness is the enemy of relationships. And for me, the one thing that's most important, and that's your gift set as well, is how we curate and build relationships. Because in this world of AI, more than ever, business is going to be built on relationships, on that trust, on that face-to-face. Because if I'm calling and I'm reaching out to someone, they're not even going to know if that's a real person or not, because of the voice enablement with AI, all the data that they have from all the engines that are out there. It's going to be like a psychologist and a business development person reaching out to you. Who are you? So the ability to really take stock and listen to your team, listen to those who are on the outside that are giving input, so that all of that together can be distilled into, I would guess, a framework for myself in how I communicate to others. And you and I think you had mentioned this before the call today, as well is what's the mission statement? What are the vision as that a company has? Like for us, it's adaptability, trust, humor. These are things that are really, really important. Accountability. You and I are involved with an accountability group, so important. So as I look at my peers, as I look at the people around me, I look through that lens. Is this person adaptable? What does that mean? Are they willing to change? And if they're not, how do I listen? What is the fear that's behind them not wanting to be adaptable? Are they willing to be held accountable? Is there a sense of humor? We all have to be self-effacing and laugh a little bit in the chaos of the day, right? So these are things that I really take stock, and I think it's the most important thing today when I look at the relationships that I'm building, because we never know who we're talking to, who might be someone who knows someone who knows someone who might need that help. And that one smile on that day, that one authentic engagement might be the thing that either makes a difference in their life or comes back to be a blessing in ours as a person, as an employee, as a leader.
Oh, brilliant. I
So,
love that.
yeah.
I love that, Robert. Thank you so much for sharing that. Two quick things, if I could, in response to that. Number one, I've heard it said, as I'm sure you have, that we've got two ears and one mouth, and I've found that we should use them in that proportion. When I think of some of the best leaders I've ever worked with, or the clients that we work with, they're actually the best listeners. I often think the best leaders are actually the best listeners. And you mentioned about humor. How do you spell humor, Robert?
Well, HUMOUR.
You're
I
bilingual. You're bilingual.
am definitely bilingual. See, I lived across the pond, so I know.
If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available to free for free to subscribers. Robert, as has become our tradition, I was going to offer you a virtual high five, but with you spending some time across the pond, I think we should go for a virtual handshake, formal.
I think that's a very good idea.
Very appropriate.
Cheers.
On the day that King Charles is in the country.
And then we smile, two, three, four, wave, two, three, four, pearls, two, three, four. See, now I got the queen too. So
Robert, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with our audience today. I really appreciate you, my friend, and I'll see you very soon.
thank you, Paul. I appreciate you.
Cheers, Robert.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.